From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Monday, March 16th.
Coming up, California lawmakers are looking to ban toxic chemicals found in paper receipts.
Also, more people in Chico are looking for screen-free ways to unwind. One local club is helping them do it through junk journaling.
And what should happen to Bidwell Mansion after the fire? California State Parks is asking the public to weigh in on the site's future.
Those stories just ahead, but we'll start with another update about the mansion.
State Parks is suing the company that handled the fire alarm system at Bidwell Mansion. The state says failures in the system delayed response to the arson that destroyed the historic Chico landmark. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports.
State Parks filed a civil lawsuit last week against alarm company Advantage Total Protection. The state alleges the company failed to properly inspect and test the mansion's alarm system when it took over the monitoring contract in June of 2024. The lawsuit alleges that State Parks was led to believe the system was working properly. But when an arson fire broke out in December of that year, the state says the system didn't immediately alert firefighters, leaving the historic home in ruins. The state is seeking $38 million in damages. Advantage Total Protection told NSPR it denies liability. The Chico man convicted of setting the mansion on fire is currently serving an 11-year prison sentence. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Meanwhile, the future of the mansion is up for debate. California State Parks recently released a survey asking the public how it'd like to see the burned-out building restored. The possibilities include preserving the ruins, rebuilding a replica, constructing a new building that pays homage to the home on the outside while incorporating new features inside, or commemorating the site without replacing the building. Input is being gathered online at reimaginebidwellmansion.org through late April.
Ports in the Middle East, Europe, and Asia are feeling the effects of the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran, with many backing up. The leader of the Port of L.A. said last week, however, the massive port complex is not feeling the ripple effects for now. Adolfo Guzman-Lopez reports.
In his monthly briefing, Executive Director Gene Sirocco said Pacific Ocean trade routes are so lucrative. Shipping companies are doing what they can to keep cargo ships on time to Southern California.
We right now don't see any of that congestion happening, but it just may. And no one has the answer at this point in time of how long this war is going to continue.
The most direct effect for now, Sirocco said, is rising fuel costs for cargo ships, a cost companies will pass on to consumers. Adolfo Guzman-Lopez, LAS News.
California lawmakers are considering a bill to ban toxic chemicals in paper receipts. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
At the grocery store self-checkout line down the street from my house, there's a trash can. It's almost completely full of paper receipts that other customers ditched immediately after the machine spit it out. State lawmakers have considered multiple bills in recent years to reduce what they consider paper waste. This session, San Francisco Democratic Assemblymember Catherine Stephanie has a bill, not to ban receipts themselves, but to ban bisphenols that are often in them. The chemicals are known to cause cancer.
No one should face higher cancer risk just for doing their job or out there buying groceries. And it's time that we have our businesses and manufacturers switch to safer alternatives.
Stephanie's predecessor, former Assemblymember Phil Ting of San Francisco, also authored a receipt bill and famously around the Capitol had his staffer dress up as a receipt when he announced it. It would have required merchants to ask customers if they wanted a receipt before automatically printing one, but it died amid opposition from business entities and the paper industry. Still, bills targeting paper receipts have turned into a tradition for San Francisco lawmakers, as Democratic Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer Cahan pointed out in committee.
And I hope you have more success than your predecessor, and I think not dressing your staff up as a receipt is a great first step.
The bill heads to the Assembly Judiciary Committee. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
And California home cleaners, nannies, and caregivers are collectively losing more than $280 million a year to wage violations. That's according to a new study by researchers at Rutgers and Northwestern universities. The researchers analyzed federal survey data and found about 1 in 5 domestic workers in California were paid less than the statewide minimum wage. They say stronger enforcement of labor laws is needed to ensure workers receive the pay they've earned.
Finally, if you're looking for a creative break from daily life, junk journaling is making a return thanks to the Chico Junk Journal Club. event creator Lucia Mercado has a monthly meetup for those looking to take up the craft.
You don't need to follow any rules. Like, you're literally just taping and gluing things into a journal. It's not that deep. It's not that serious. It's a time for you to disconnect from your day and literally just have fun.
Mercado says there's growing interest in activities like this that pull people away from screens.
I've seen a really big wave of people wanting to do things more analog and move off of social media, move off of their phones.
Chico Junk Journal Club's next meeting is in April at Day Camp Coffee. More at mynspr.org.
And those are your headlines for Monday, March 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Andre Bayek. Hope you have a great week.